Good morning, Katie Baser. Welcome to Lame Heart. We have today Brit Award nominated BBC Sound of 2024 co-signed over 200 million streams later, and a brand new mixtape out and a huge tour to go with it. Hello, Katie Baser.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm honestly great. I'm feeling amazing. The sun is shining. I had a great sleep, had some weird dreams, but I'm up, I'm here, I'm happy. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm a little bit tired, not too bad. I was out for most of the day with some friends who had a few drinks, but
Aha, that's how it is.
yeah, but we're back in time to get some good sleep
Of
because
course.
knew we had to be fresh this morning for our lovely chat.
Of course, exactly.
Yeah, so we have so much to talk about, so much new music, so many shows. Firstly, want to talk about the Brit Awards, because not only nominated, as I said, but I loved seeing your piece during the ad break, talking about being nominated, your performance of Pretty Boys, talking about the story of it all. How was like the night itself and being there in the flesh?
I was in the advert.
Yeah, I was watching on YouTube because we're in Ireland, so we had like instead of ads, they played all these little segments like yourself.
Wow, was it good?
It was wonderful. I was with my friend watching it, and he wouldn't be as familiar with your music as I am, and he was pissing himself laughing. He loved it.
Good. That's amazing. The Brits were insane. So I went for the first time last year, but I wasn't a Brit then, whereas now I'm a Brit nominated star. So it was crazy, and like I did the red carpet and it was fucking chaos, like all the press and all the people, that it was just like mental. But I'm very comfortable in chaos, so I was just like running along like, "Hi, I'm Katie. Hi, ask me questions. I want to talk to you, please." But it was great, and I went with my two very good friends, Venby and Charlotte Plank, who were also nominated. And it was just great to be alongside the fellow girls, supporting each other. It was really, really fun. And I got very drunk and danced around and skipped about and spoke to loads of cool people. It was great.
Yeah, and the women really dominated this year between the awards and the performances.
Oh, period. The women slayed. It was amazing to see. I was there, like literally, I was just like in the crowd, like
Good after party.
Yes, it was great. I went to like four, but it was very, very good.
That's impressive.
I know.
Getting
It
to
was a lot.
four in one
And
night.
then I got home at like 5 in the morning and I ordered a chicken wrap from the chicken shop and some chicken wings and some fries and what else? And like three corn on the cobs, and I just sat in my bed like
Oh, that sounds like a successful night after all, and roll on next year.
roll on next year. Yes, please.
And we are here because you have released a bunch of music, but we have a big drop just out, still learning mixtape. There's a bunch of songs on it. Loving the L plates theme.
Thank you so much.
Such good
Sorry,
design.
there's helicopters that go by here. Wait, sorry, there we are. Sorry, yeah, my mixtape, she's great. It's called Still Learning, and it's basically what. Can you hear the fucking helicopter? Can you hear that?
I actually can't. I hear like almost a rumbly, but I have air conditioning on in my office, so
Fine.
that.
Right here. Yeah, the mixtape, it's great, if I'm being honest with you. I love it so much. Some of the songs I've had, well, only a few of the songs I've had for like 2 years. The rest of the songs I made all in the space of like 4 months. So it's quite a quick turnaround for me, and I'm really excited that everybody can listen to it and dance to it and hear all my great experiences in life, because I know so much. Don't I? And I know so many things, but it's very cool. And I hope it uplifts people and inspires people and empowers people to just not give a fuck and do what you want. And even if you're going for something bad, it will always be good in the end. Like, it's just life, you know what I mean? Life.
And loving that it's not only there on your phone, you can get it on vinyl, you can get it on CDs, you can get a version that you spray painted yourself. You're in
Honestly.
someone's hand.
I know. And do you know what? It was great, but then it was not so great when it all got delivered here and they were like, sign them all now. And it took me genuinely like 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah, how was your hand muscles?
I mean, I'm strong now. Let's just say it was a lot. And I had all this spray paint all over my hands. Like, you know when you were doing colouring when you were a kid and you get like all the over here, that's literally what I look like.
So good. And it's got so many new songs on it. I particularly loved Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I'll Be Here For You and Grow Up.
Yeah.
These are mostly new songs as well, which is great.
And I've not like, so last year when I was doing like my tour and festivals and that, like I sung that group of songs for like months and it was amazing. And like, I love performing all my songs, but I'm so excited to do this year with a whole new bunch of songs that I just feel fresh about. Do you know what I mean? Like towards the end of things, I was like, because sorry.
You look so cozy.
I know, it's cold in here, man. But yeah, like most of the songs that I've that are on the mixtape, I'm still going through like the motions with a lot of the situations that they're about. So literally tour and performing heals me. Like last year, I was like my last show and I was like, yeah, done. Perfect. I feel great now, guys. Thank you. And now I'm like ready to go and unleash myself and just be like, guys, this happened one time. I love it because everyone just like loses their mind with me. It's so soon.
Definitely a lot of energy.
Hey.
Yeah. And it's also got the hits like X and Y and Pretty Boys and I'm a Problem.
We
got
love
them, the fan favorites. So, yeah. And one question I did want to ask, and especially going back to like, the L plate theme, which I think is perfect. As someone who is still learning to drive, we're getting there, but could you name me three things that you are still learning?
How to drive. And when I say still learning, I mean haven't started learning. I'm also still learning how to cook. I've recently moved to London on my own, and I've never lived on my own before. And being an adult is so weird. Like the other day, I found myself getting excited about my pots and pans and my cutlery. I was like, what?
That's hard to relate.
I'm learning how to be an adult, if that's even a thing. What else am I learning? I'm learning some self-control.
Good.
Self-control and some self like loving and learning.
What would your signature dish be, seeing as you said you're learning to cook?
Okay, so pasta, Philadelphia, which sounds fucked up, but it was like my childhood like happiness meal, and now I've just elevated it because I know a little bit how to cook now. So pasta, spinach, chorizo, Philadelphia, mascarpone, and cheese. And you put it all in and it just like cooks into the pasta and it's so creamy and so cheesy and so juicy.
That sounds divine, actually.
It is divine. Whenever I tell anyone, they're like, ugh, Philadelphia. And I'm like, yes, I could eat that stuff, like the whole packet with a spoon in like 10 seconds. Love.
It's really, I never got the hype of like dipping breadsticks into hummus, but like dipping breadsticks into Philadelphia.
Wow. Anything with Philadelphia is just wow, I'm not going to lie.
I think there should be a song about Philadelphia on whatever your next mixtape or album is.
What if the album's just called Philadelphia?
You heard it here first, Lameheart exclusive.
Lameheart exclusive, yeah. Let's have that. Philadelphia, new album by Katie Baser.
Have you been practicing your Irish accent?
I'm terrible at it. I can do like, I'll be there in an hour. And my Venby's mum is from Ireland, and she always goes,
oh, cool.
She goes, use your sack so you are, like that. Use your sack so you are. Yeah.
Well, love to hear it. And in terms of your songwriting, I know you're known for a lot of very like tongue-in-cheek lyrics, and especially after the first time I saw you live and I had gathered my thoughts, I then started looking up a lot of the press about you, and I made a comparison that they had all made before, which is like Lily Allen, because we all love and glorify Lily Allen. But there's definitely such an importance on the lyrics in your music, and it can really be heard in how witty they are and how the listener just gets really engaged into the story you're telling. Is this a conscious decision, or how does the writing session or even the production session later on go normally with this in mind for you?
I mean, I don't really think when I make music. I just sort of like, all of my songs are about situations, and when I deal with a situation, no matter how good or bad it is, normally I just take the piss and I just imagine, what would I say to my mates? Like, what would I say on the phone to them the next day, or like just as it's happening? And that's exactly how I write my songs, like to my friends, which is essentially what I do anyway, because my fans are my friends, and like, I want to experience with them, and like all the things that I do, they're like, me too, girl, like, yes. Yeah. So I think, I don't know, I never really think about that. That's just how I would naturally explain something as a person, just take the piss and make myself look like a dickhead. But that's fine, because that's how I get through things. That's my coping mechanism. If I don't laugh, I will cry. But yeah, the writing sessions are normally just me coming in on absolute energy going, guys, you'll never guess what happened. And then as I'm speaking, they're sort of like cooking up the instrumentals, and then we just go. It's crazy. It's so much fun.
Do you ever like go on maybe a night out or do something chaotic when you know you have a writing session the next day, being like, maybe, you know, I haven't had something happen this week and I have a writing session tomorrow. Let's get a story.
Yeah, I actually have. Like sometimes a night out and just be like, I'm going to be a crazy girl, and just go up to people and like do certain things, and all for my own amusement. No, nobody's hurt in the process, don't worry. But yeah, I have done that before. Like sometimes I go, my life has been boring recently. I need to go and like get some content for my brain.
Love to hear it. And on this mixtape, one song that has resonated with so many people is your hit single Pretty Boys. And got to learn a bit about it on the ad break of the Brits at the weekend. And definitely when I saw you live before, the fans really like leapt in the room for it. So why do you think that one has resonated with so many people over time?
Because, well, I don't know, because I'm technically not a listener. I'm a maker. Right. But I think from what I've heard from like my friends and the people that listen to music, they say that it just sounds like a FaceTime call. Or it sounds like I'm on the phone with them and I've just gone, listen to this, like, listen to what just happened. We had our birthday. And then, like, I don't know, it's like a call and response-y kind of thing, even though there's no response, it's just a call.
Yeah.
That's why I think.
Perfect. And you're going to be bringing this and the Still Learning mixtape on tour very, very soon, starting off in not too long. And I've been at your previous sold out show in Dublin. It was wonderful last year. And this year, we're going to have a new show, even bigger and even better than before, with over 35,000 tickets on sale day one. But we're a long way from day one now, so there's not nearly that many left anymore. They are going fast. It hits the Academy Dublin on the 1st of April. What can your listeners, the Slazers, expect? Will there be any fooling going on?
I mean, it's April Fool's and I'm the biggest piss taker in the world. So, of course, I can't wait. I've never had a show on April 1st before. Well, have I? Maybe I have, but I'm going to take it serious this year. So get ready to be fooled.
Yeah, there will be so much energy in the room. And I love how you and the Slazers just really relate to each other and the way that you choose to try and connect with them. Like last year on your tour vlogs, I saw that you were jumping under the barricades to meet the queue, sit in the queue, have a chat, get to know them.
And this new initiative.
And the new initiative, you have to keep ticket prices as affordable as possible so that there'll be as few barriers in place for your listeners to be able to come see a show.
Of course. I mean, like, that's really important for me because growing up, like, I didn't have a lot. And now that I'm older and I have got a little bit more, I just, why would I make my life difficult for the people that got me there? Like, I care more about them than I do about, like, how much money's going in my pocket. Like, money has never been a thing for me ever. So I just don't really know what it is or ever had a lot of it. So that's why I'm just like, let's keep going, team. I'd rather have you there. That's all that matters to me.
That's wonderful. There'll be so much energy in the Academy 1st of April. Still Learning mixtape is out now. Go get yourself a copy. Get a ticket to the show, or if you're in the UK, there's going to be a homecoming show in Southampton, massive Apollo Hammersmith show in London. So many shows on the way. Thanks for coming on, Katie Baser, and good luck with all of this.
Thanks for having me. It was lovely talking to you.